This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado home gardeners will no longer find pesticides containing neonicotinoids on the store shelves. Starting July 1st, Colorado has banned the retail sale of products containing these compounds, which have been shown to harm both wild and domestic bees. Licensed pesticide dealers, however, can still sell the products to farmers and other large buyers. Pregnant Coloradans who receive benefits from the Medicaid program are now eligible for a doula. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
A doula is trained to provide support before, during, and after childbirth. Now, the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing is adding coverage for doula services for pregnant members of Health First Colorado, the state's Medicaid program. The agency says the move aims to improve birth-related outcomes and help address health disparities. Research shows doula support can reduce use of epidurals, the duration of labors, low birth weight and premature deliveries, as well as postpartum depression rates. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's new family leave program paid more than $300 million in benefits over its first 6 months in operation. CPR's Megan Verlies says that money went to around 62,000 workers.
Most of the people who accessed the benefit were taking time off to deal with a serious health condition or care for a new baby. According to numbers from the state, the average length of leave was 53 days, and the average weekly payment was just under $1,000. The program replaces a percentage of a worker's wages on a sliding scale, with lower-income workers getting a larger portion of their lost income covered. The program, which voters approved 4 years ago, is paid for by a fee levied on employers and their workers. I'm Megan Verlie, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.